I'm going to tell you, I had a person, a very significant person in my life. Well, I actually had two people in my life that I just had a hard time forgiving. One was my father. And some things had happened between my dad and I when I was growing up, and I just couldn't let them go. I mean, they just haunted me. They just stayed with me constantly. Another one was with my first wife. I'd had such unforgiveness. It was easier for me to forgive her, but she had an affair with someone else, and it was hard for me to forgive the other person because they knew exactly what they were walking into. They knew she was married. They knew she had a husband. They knew she had children. And so I just couldn't get past it. And as a believer, I read the word, and I saw we need to forgive. And man, my emotions were just screaming, no, no, we're not. We're not going to do that. And so if you're having that type of trouble, maybe this will help you. I just asked God one day, I got down and I said, man, my emotions have got to line up with this decision that I've made. And I said, but Lord, I can't do this. I have tried to make myself and I can't make myself. And I said, Lord, all I can do is see these people through my eyes. I need to see them through yours. I must see them through your eyes. And it wasn't long until I got a vision in prayer. It didn't happen immediately, but it happened over time. I got a vision in prayer of both of those people individually that was a breakthrough point for me. That broke that stubborn emotional thing that I had that just didn't want to let go. And you know what? I began to see it through God's eyes, and I'll never forget it. In all of my life, it was such a life-changing event that still to this day, I still can plug somebody else into that situation that I'm having a hard time with, and it helps me tremendously. And so if that's you, just ask God. Say, Lord, I need to see these people through your eyes. I'm just so bound with seeing them in my selfishness. I need to be able to see them through your eyes. And you know what? God will do whatever he's got to do. Revelation-wise, to help you with that, okay? Because if he sees that you're wanting to do it and you're moving in that direction, you've made a determination to do it. Well, I'm going to do it, but boy, I'm just something. Yeah, I need your help. Do you know God's in the people changing business? You can't change yourself all the time. You can make an appropriate decision, but you need God's help to change you, his power. And so do that. If you're struggling, just do it. Say, God, show me them through your eyes because I need to be able to see them in that way. All right? And God will do it. Amen? Amen. He will. Yes, he will. He will. Well, you know, I just want us to, I'm believing God. One of the things that I'm believing God for is for us to be a praying people. People that really seek the Lord and really go after him. And if you really seek the Lord, then systematically, as you spend time with him, he will begin to break all of the misconceptions about God that you have. How many of you in this room tonight would be bold enough to say, you know, as where I sit right now in my relationship with God, I feel like I have misconceptions about who God is. I mean, some of the ways that I see him, I'm beginning to understand are not really the way he is. I struggle with misconceptions of who God is. Anybody else in here say, I struggle with that? Well, I just want to say to you, you know, continue to spend time in his presence. Because he will reveal those misconceptions and spend time in God's word, and he will work those things out of you. I remember I had misconceptions about God all over the place when I first got saved. And the more time I spent with him, he would just begin to reveal things to me. There was a time in my life when we were in Rockwall, man, I was praying every day, Pastor Bob. I got up. If there was one thing I caught was the prayer, and I wanted God, I got up and I prayed daily, daily, daily. And I got up one day and I was just as dry as a bone when I got up for my prayer time, just as dry, stressed. in pain. And you know what? I finally heard my first word from the Lord I'd heard in a while. And you know what he told me? He told me this. He said, I don't want you to get up and pray anymore for a while. And I was like, Lord, that can't be you. That's got to be the devil. You know what I mean? I mean, that's kind of you. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, no, he goes, you know what? I'm going to teach you that I love you and it's not based on your performance. He goes, you think that you're just getting up. And you know, that's not why we pray. And then I started praying again later with the right attitude. What's the right attitude? If I don't do it, God's not going to do anything. If I don't do it, God's going to be angry. If I don't do it, da, 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 da. Well, you know what? On that kind of track, you're headed for a lot of dry times in your prayer. God wants you to spend time with him because you love him.
Amen.
How many of you love God?
Amen.
It's not hard to spend time with somebody you love. You know? And so that's a whole motivation for me. I get up in the morning and I sit in that little old chair and pray in there in our bedroom and pray in the mornings, but I don't do it because, oh, if I don't do it, God's going to get me real good. I don't do it because of that. You know, because God's not going to get you, because I'm going to tell you, life just has its own consequences built in. God doesn't have to stand around and get you. Yeah. But I want to pray because I love him and I need him. And I want him. How many of you want God?
Yes.
You want him. Woo! Well, if you want him, you don't have to perform for it. You just go sit with him. Okay? So remember that in your prayer time. Don't get all legalistic with God. He is not a legalistic God. He is not that way. But move your motivation to, I love you, Lord. And I live on every word that comes out of your mouth. I live by feeling your presence. I live by praying your word over my life. I live through those things. That's my life. And when you get to that place, you're flowing out of the right motivation when you pray. And you don't necessarily, you may get up one morning and hear a bunch of stuff from God and feel his presence real strong. The next morning you may get up and not. But you sat there and you said, you know what? I'm not worried about that because he said he would always be with me. And his promise transcends feelings. It transcends feelings. But God knows that you are people. And he knows we are a feeling people. And I'm going to tell you, he will let you feel it at times. Okay? Because he knows that that's important to us at a level. But he's not going to fail us. And so we're moving toward becoming a praying people. All right, but when you get in your prayer time, rather than trying to convince God what to do or to tell him how to do it or try to move him by your tears or all of those manipulative types of things that we try to get into sometimes, let's just say, Lord, if this prayer was good, if this, praying this way was good enough for Jesus, then it's good enough for me. And just say, Lord, your kingdom be established and your will be done. One last thing I'll say and then we'll go. I've told you all this before, but I think it bears repeating. I used to have torments about my children. My children went through periods where they didn't walk with God. And they were adults and they're out there doing God knows what. Anybody can relate to that? And your mind gets on that what if train. You start thinking about where they could be tonight and what they could be doing and what could happen. And, you know, because this is a mean world and where are they tonight? And are they walking into a dark parking lot by themselves? And all those kind of thoughts can just eat you up. But I came to a breakthrough one night when the Lord spoke to me and he said, you don't have to worry about your children. He said, I love them more than you do. He said, I love them more. You know, it's almost like you're praying and you're trying to convince me to love your kids through your prayers and take care of them. He goes, I love them more than you do. And boy, that was a breakthrough point for me. And after that point in time, I didn't have any problem trusting the Lord really with my children anymore. Well, she went to that old club. You know what that parking lot's like? It's like, you know what? I don't care, because the Bible says if they make their bed in hell, he'll be there. And he is strong and he is mighty, and nothing is going to happen to them that's outside of my Father's will and design for their life. Why? Because I am praying in agreement with God for them. Well, what about their free will? Well, let me tell you, their free will is working. God has mixed their free will together in that prayer. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but when you're praying, your kingdom come and your will be done, he's taking into account their free will and will actually use their own free will to bring them to a confrontation with him. Just ask my mother. It happened in me. It happened with me. I said, I will not serve that same God that my mother serves. Well, I found out that that God wasn't always like the one my mother served, but she just kept on praying. You understand? Some of you understand what I'm saying. That's why some of you didn't want to get saved. I don't want to serve the same God my parents served. I don't want to do that. And they're weird. And I don't want to be weird. And I understand that. But those prayers are powerful. They're very, very powerful. All right. Anybody got anything to say? We're going to give tonight, then we're going to go. Okay. All right, well, if you want to give this evening, you need a help from the ushers, wave at them. All right, and they'll help you. If not, we'll give, and then we'll love on each other a little bit. And then we'll go home. Now, you prayed, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done, so you know what you don't have to do? You don't have to worry about tomorrow. Seriously, you don't have to worry about tomorrow, do you, Pastor Bob? You don't have to worry about tomorrow because you prayed. You prayed to the author of the universe and you said, Lord, your kingdom come and your will be done. And you just don't have to be afraid about what's going to happen tomorrow. You can lay your head down on your bed tonight and go to sleep. Sleep sweet, because you know that whatever comes tomorrow is already put underneath the authority of Jesus. It's all underneath his authority. And you can trust him. You can trust him. Okay? So, Father, we thank you so very much for the opportunity to be in your presence. And even in this moment of giving tonight, Lord, we give without fear. Because, God, you are all-powerful. And I thank you that you're watching over my house. And I'd rather have the blessing of God than $1 million in the bank. I'd rather have the favor of God than all the money in the world sitting in my bank account. And I thank you tonight that I am a recipient of your favor and I live in your favor. So, Lord, I give joyfully. I give not grudgingly. I give as part of my worship. This is part of my worship. Just as much as raising my hands or singing is. And so, Lord, I give this to you. Let it be a sweet-smelling sacrifice to come up before you. And, Lord, I thank you for all that you've done for me and all that you're going to do and your promises toward me. In Jesus' name, and everybody said amen.